Epstein fallout sparks crisis and reform debate in Britain's House of Lords. The release of the Jeffrey Epstein files has triggered a political and institutional crisis in Britain's House of Lords, culminating in the resignation of former UK Ambassador Peter Mandelson, due to his association with the late sex offender. The episode has intensified criticism of the unelected chamber, with detractors calling it antiquated, undemocratic, and slow to discipline misbehaving members, while supporters defend it as a vital legislative check. The House of Lords, a 700-year-old institution, evolved from a body of hereditary male nobles and bishops to include life peers appointed since the 1950s, with women admitted for the first time. Though most hereditary peers were removed in 1999, 92 remain, and Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour government is pushing legislation to eliminate them entirely. A compromise allows some to be converted to life peers, sparking debate between reformers and defenders who argue hereditaries often contribute effectively. The Lords' role is primarily to review and amend legislation from the House of Commons, but critics accuse it of overreach, citing its current obstruction of an assisted dying bill. Misconduct among peers has long challenged the chamber's credibility. Historically, Lords convicted of crimes, such as Jeffrey Archer and Conrad Black, retained their seats due to limited disciplinary powers. Legal changes now allow expulsions for serious breaches, yet no member has been formally removed. Instead, some have resigned preemptively, including those implicated in sexual and drug scandals. Mandelson, who faces a police investigation for misconduct, keeps his title despite losing his seat, highlighting the difficulty of stripping titles, a measure last enacted in 1917. Labour pledges to eventually replace the Lords with a more representative second chamber, potentially an elected body, but reform is notoriously slow. Current efforts include considering a retirement age and stricter participation rules. Critics argue the appointment system, controlled largely by prime ministers rewarding allies and donors, lacks vetting or limits, producing an ever-expanding and increasingly outmoded institution. The Mandelson and Matthew Doyle controversies have sharpened calls for urgent reform, with some, like the Green Party, advocating abolition and the creation of a Senate to replace Britain's last semi-feudal political relic.